Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I've seen people that had problems in their body, and you pray for them, and before you could take your hands off of them, it changed. And it's almost like it wasn't that way. It happened so quickly. And it makes you wonder, how'd that happen? How'd that happen? Brother Hagin told the story years ago of laying hands on a woman that had a giant tumor. She was older, but looked like she was 9 months pregnant. And he laid hands on her, and it just went away. And her clothes she had on were just like a tent now. And she grabbed herself and said, whoa, 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 where'd it go? He said, I don't know. But we're glad it's gone. Oh, yeah. Well, that makes you wonder. Yeah. Well, is he or is he not God?
Yes.
Can he do these kind of things? Yes, he can.
Amen.
Miracles.
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 Miracles. Miracles. Signs and wonders. Miracles.
Miracles.
Miracles. I laid hands on a lady one time years ago. She was in her 80s. Deaf in one ear. And rotary cuff damage. She could not raise her arm any higher than this. And the Spirit of God came on her. And, you know, I don't recommend you do this unless the Lord leads you to. But I kind of bopped her on the side of the head. I said, be open. And I took her by the arm and just picked it up like that. Said, be loosed. And it did. And she started doing this. Going, whoo, glory, glory. And we checked her with a watch. She could hear out of that ear. We closed the other one up. Well, now healing is a restoration of the body from a damaged or diseased condition. And it implies a process. And you see cases where people were healed gradually, even in Jesus' ministry. But this happened in a moment of time. Faster than you could blink your eyes. That's not just a restoration. That's a miracle.
Amen.
Isn't it?
Yes.
That's beyond the... Or, I mean, if everything was fixed and you started recovering, well, over a period of time, you'd heal up and get better. But we're talking about, now you see it, now you don't. Right? That's a miracle.
Yes.
And God has always done miracles. He does special things. Well, why, how does that prove it's God's will for all of us to be healed? Why does he do them? Why does he do these kind of things? Thank you, Lord, for helping me with this. Somebody say special miracles. And from his body, those handkerchiefs or aprons were taken and put on the sick. And the diseases departed from them. And the evil spirits went out of them. Did you know evil spirits don't always have to be discerned?
Right.
To be dealt with? The power of God can just come in and they go out.
Yes.
And you, did you know you don't have to understand what was wrong?
Right.
If it's gone?
Yes.
We never knew what it was. Now it's gone. You don't have to know everything. You don't have to know all the answers to know. But look at a contrast here. Actually, in Acts 28, for time's sake. Acts 28. Paul has been shipwrecked. Snake bit. Rained on. Right? And numerous other things. And he didn't quit. I said he didn't quit. Because he knew. Being a scriptorian. He read 2 Kings 6. And he knew it could change in a day. Didn't he? He's standing there, drenched, tired, exhausted, been snake bit, shipwrecked, every other thing. But he didn't quit. And when he didn't die from a snake bite, the people in the island, the Bible said they changed their mind about him. Get some miracles in your life, people will change their mind about you too. They'll go from just thinking you're nuts and fruity to thinking, well, there's something to that. All it takes is a miracle, right? And they changed their mind about him. Verse 7, in the same quarters, this is Acts 28:7, there were possessions of the chief man of the island whose name was Publius. He received us and lodged us 3 days courteously. This is the richest man on the island, and Paul is staying in his house. And he's treating him good. A few hours ago, drenched, shipwrecked, snake bit. Huh? Next day, in the nicest house on the island, eating the best food on the island, wearing the best clothes on the island.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Just a few hours.
Just a few hours.
It came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever. Does it pay to honor God's people?
Yes,
it does. He's honoring the man of God. And now, how many remember when the woman and her husband built that room on their house for the prophet of God? And how he hadn't been staying there too long until the Lord spoke to him and said, call him in here. Right? Why? And ask them, what do they need? What do they want? What did the Bible say? When you honor God, what's going to happen? He is going to honor you. Isn't he? Happens every time. So I'm sure Publius didn't have this in mind. But something about this man struck him, and he took him into his house. No guarantee of anything. Next thing you know, God has Paul ministering to his daddy, who's very, very sick. He had a fever, sick of a fever, and a bloody flux dysentery. He's in a bad way. To whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid his hands on him and healed him. Notice the language here. Nothing is said about Publius' father's faith. Nothing is said about Paul preaching to Publius' father. It only tells you on Paul's side of it that he went in there and he got to praying, and then he put his hands on this man and healed him. Actually, the understood subject there is Paul. Paul healed him. Now that doesn't sound right to our ears, but it's because sometimes we don't know what it's talking about. It is right. Another way of saying this, Paul ministered healing to this man.
Absolutely.
Nothing is said about the man's faith. For all we know, he was delirious, didn't have know what was going on.
That's right.
Now keep reading though. So when this was done, others also, which had diseases in the island, came, and what?
Were healed.
Paul healed them.
Yes.
No. They what?
Were.
They were healed. Different language.
Yes.
I said different language. That healing we read about in Acts 3. Peter and John went up to the temple at the hour of prayer. This man sitting there asking, begging for alms. Didn't say they stopped and preached to him. It didn't say his faith made him whole. Somebody said, yeah, but it said faith in the name of Jesus. Yeah, but it didn't say his faith. In fact, go back there with me. Acts 3. This is so big, my. This is 2 seminars and a book. We're trying to do it all in one night. You can see why Jesus and people got together and stayed there for 3 days at a time. And didn't even eat. that gets caught up in the Word that go 3 days, not even eat. You can see why. They also had miracles. Didn't they? Acts 3, are you there? What is it, verse 16? Read it out loud to me. His name, Jesus' name, through faith in His name, has made this man strong. That's how he got healed. The name of Jesus and faith in the name. Keep reading. But then he qualifies. The faith which is by Him. The faith which is in Him? No. The faith which is by Him has given Him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Nothing is said about the man's faith making him whole. And yes, it says it was faith. But it was the faith. How many understand he's already said faith in the name made him strong? Well, why have you got to go and make a whole other sentence and qualify it? It is the faith which is by Him. It refers to 1 Corinthians 12. Faith. A manifestation of the Spirit. They laid this man daily at this gate. Peter and John went up and prayed there every day at the hour of prayer. They've passed this man hundreds of times. Other people have passed this man. It's entirely possible Jesus passed this man when He was walking the earth. Well, why didn't they do this the day before? Why didn't they do this the week before? Why didn't they do this the month before? How many remember Jesus in John 5 at the pool of Bethesda? He went and found one man. Remember that? And He spoke to him. And he was healed and walked off and left five porches full of folk there. Why? Some people say, well, that was, you know, it's not always His will. No, no, no. We see other places where He preached the Word to them and they heard and believed and everybody got healed. What is a gift of healing? It's a gift. It's a freebie. It's a freebie. It's a free gift, a special thing to an individual or a few or special situation. And what is it? It's a sign of what is available to all by faith in the Word.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Healing in the Acts, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002P. That's R2002P. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith be to God.